Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Joanne here.
Hi, Joanne.
Hey, Jill, how are you?
Good. And yourself?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent.
Hey, Jill, it's Sandra. I got your message yesterday, and yes, we'll send that stuff out to the...
Thanks. Is it okay that it's all in that body of that email? If you need something smaller, I can send it to you. Just let me know.
No, that should be fine.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
We have a tight turnaround deadline, so sorry for the short notice.
On what?
Sandra's president of the FASD study group.
Fantastic.
So she's sending out the Vancouver notification for us?
Oh, okay, great.
Hello, this is Jeff. I just joined.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Ed.
How cold are you up there?
So cold, we're jumping into lakes, frozen lakes. I did a polar plunge last week. It was -7, so... A lot of fun.
Bill Dunty's on, I see.
Yes, Joe and I are here. And Jeff, I'll just have to say that sounds pretty crazy.
It was crazy. I was chaperoning 7th graders, and we got most of them to do it, too.
You really did do it?
Yeah. -7, cut a hole in the ice, jump in. Run to the sauna, and then go back
into
the...
Do a scan pre-jump in, a scan post-jump in?
I don't know. That wouldn't be good.
See what part of your brain's not working?
I think there was drinking involved.
All right,
there was no drinking. No.
Hannigan's on.
Hannigan's here.
Sandra Mooney's here. Let's see, who else do I have? Sarah is on.
Got you.
Michael on. Jennifer.
Yep.
Christy and Christiana.
I'm here, but in a very noisy cafe, so I'm going to keep myself muted, but I'm here.
Okay.
Yes,
Christiana's
here too. Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Gotcha. Hi. Claire? Johan?
I am here.
Scott?
Here.
Ken Jones?
Here.
Hey, hi, Ken.
Hi, Ed.
Did you get my email?
Yeah, did you get mine?
Probably, but I haven't seen it yet.
It's already been done, Ed.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tina?
Here.
Tatiana? I think Leah's on vacation. Allison Noble or Mike Suddy?
Yep, hello, I'm here.
Hi, Mike. The Tories?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good, good. And anyone from NOFAS?
Hi, Ed. I'm here.
Hey, Tom. And Sarah Jo Nixon. James Reynolds.
Yep, I'm here.
Dan, you're there?
I'm here.
Okay. Rajesh or Miguel?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
And thanks for doing that, Miguel. And is there anyone else on the call I should know about? So I'm missing Michael, Claire, Joanne.
I'm here.
Okay. Tatiana or Leah? And anyone else? Okay. All right, well, couple of announcements first, and I hope I'm not upstaging anyone else's comments later on. Joanne just had a paper accepted in the Journal of Neuroinflammation, which is her immune network dysregulation associated with child neurodevelopmental delay, the modulatory role of prenatal alcohol exposure. So congratulations, Joanne.
Thank you. And that's with Tina on her Ukraine cohort, and Claire and Julie are part of that, and the Ukraine team.
Yeah. And
Tina's team as well, her bioinformatics people.
Yeah, and Tina's team is doing real well because one of the papers that came out of the Ukraine by Deepak Sarkar was just one of the most shared articles in publication history of ACER. And that's the article, Persistent Changes in Stress Regulatory Genes in Pregnant Women or Children Exposed Prenatally to Alcohol. And that was one of the top articles receiving attention last year, according to Allometrics. So CFAS is getting out there. That work in Ukraine is certainly doing very well. So, again, congratulations. A few more things. I was selected to be the 2020 Bowles Lectureship, have the Bowles Lectureship Award at UNC, and I'm going to be doing that in May 2020. And
congratulations.
I'm going to do it on findings from CFAS. So if anyone has any new hot things to share that they would like me to present there, please get it to me, all right, because this was a pretty big honor. So I was happy to get that. And similarly, I was asked by the Interagency Coordinating Committee on FASD to present at their national or their annual public meeting on March 9th at the NIH. So again, I like to tout the work being done by CFAS. So if people have things for that, I would appreciate that. I need those pretty soon because they want my slides ahead of time. So I would appreciate it, and I'll send out an email about that as well because I like to do those things. A few more announcements. I think we have RSA things in, and I appreciate everybody's efforts in that. There's another meeting coming up in Europe, in Norway, which will be in September. I think it's the 13th. It's 13th, 14th it starts. It's the UFAS meeting. I know many of you have already been there or have been to the UFAS meeting. They tend to be pretty good, and they're growing every year. I saw the preview of the venue, and it looks beautiful. So if anyone is interested, I would suggest that we try to put together a CFAS symposium, in particular that there's a pre-conference continuing professional training day on the 13th that's going to be done by Susan Astley Hemingway on the four-digit code. And she is also a keynote speaker, which was a little surprising, talking about the new research criteria for FASD. So that should be interesting.
Ed, this is Michael. I just came on and just wondered which meeting you're talking about.
This is the UFAS meeting in Norway in September.
I see.
But I'm not quite sure what she means by the new research criteria for FASD.
Okay, thank you.
Other keynote speakers there are Catherine LaBelle, who was associated with CFAST for a bit, Ura Kesmodel, Sylvia Rusin, who we all know, and Raj Mukherjee, who is working with Mike Suddy, and a person who I don't know, Gro Lohagen from Norway, who's talking about interventions with FASDs and their families. So if anyone is interested in getting together a CFAS symposium or just submitting a paper to them, let me know. And Jill's just put it up there. All right, the abstracts are due April 1st. So just let me know about that. All right, let's see. NOFAS is also looking for participation, people who want to do webinars or podcasts. So, Tom, if you have anything to ask further about that, chime in.
I'll work up a little note about that, and perhaps, Jill, I'll send that to you. Maybe that could be circulated to everyone.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
All right. Sarah, you had something on the Publication Policy Committee?
Yes. Sorry, I was muted. I did, but you sort of scooped me. Let me just briefly talk about, I got to share my screen somehow. Jill, can you unshare so I can share?
I got Claire Coles on the screen here.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'll just go on.
You're on now.
Can you see my screen?
No.
I can see SM.
I can't. I only see SM, which is a beautiful circle in the middle.
Hi, Sarah Jo. Welcome.
Hey.
There we go. Thank you.
IRB
okay.
Must be pretty
That's
boring.
Even more beautiful.
Sorry. Okay. So we had three new concept proposals this month. I know mine was one that we... yes? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so three new concept proposals. Mine was a poster that we submitted to RSA as a poster presentation, and Julie submitted two different concept proposals. I do want to remind you, if you did submit an abstract to RSA, it's not too late. You can still submit your concept proposal. We didn't have any manuscript submissions this month, but we did have two papers accepted. One was the one that Ed mentioned from Joanne and her group. That's on the right. And then on the left, Julie had a paper accepted in developmental neuropsychology that is shown on the right. And I'm happy to provide the links if people are interested in it, but you can also just Google that. We didn't have any papers from outside or other CFAS investigators, but so far, you know, we've been presenting two new papers every month. I think that's pretty impressive. Just want to encourage everyone to continue to submit their concept proposals and manuscript submission forms. That's it. Thank you.
That's it? Okay.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scoop you. I just got that email from Joanne last night, so I wanted to mention it. All right, Leah or Tatiana is not on because there's a data sharing question that has come up. But Bill, if you can stay on, Bill and Michael could stay on at the end.
We have a data sharing meeting this week, so we should have an update about that.
There's a time frame that has to be met on this. So
okay. We haven't been informed of it yet, so I'm assuming that we will shortly.
Yeah. So I just wanted to clarify with the NIAAA folks and Michael about moving forward on that, if there's a time limitation. Okay, the other item on the agenda is kind of just to get some updates on the various projects. The admin core, I'm working on the progress report that's due at NIAAA sometime. When are those due, Jill?
April 1st.
Okay, so I'm working on that, and I'm pretty pleased so far with the progress that CFAS and we're making. And so that's all I have to say about the admin core. Ken and Miguel, you want to talk about this morphology? Just a couple minutes.
Yeah, just a few seconds. We're putting together or starting to put together a paper on the convergent validity of using telemedicine that we will complete sometime this month or next month. And we're starting the second part of our telemedicine project, working with residents and teaching them how to do physical examinations by way of telemedicine.
Okay. Miguel, any input?
No, this is what we're doing.
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we look forward to a paper coming out of that telemedicine thing. So, all right, Michael, Mike Suddy. I know you were on.
Breaking.
Yeah.
Mike Suddy.
Is he muted?
We can't hear you, Mike, and you said you were here. All right, well, we'll come back to Mike. Claire was not.
Hello, I'm
phone.
Here.
Okay, Claire, what's going
yes,
on with
hello.
Seattle?
Well, we're just plugging along. I just entered the data from the last month, and let me see. We are supposed to get 120 people in this by this end of this fiscal year for the Tier 2, and we have 118, which is a good sign.
Very good.
The Tier 1 goes a little more slowly because there's more people. And I, to be frank, I believe that we have probably found all the easy ones. And so I suspect that the next period of time will be a little more of an uphill battle for everybody. Other than that, everything's going well. Julie's supplement is very interesting, and she's going to submit a R01. And I believe everything is going fine in Seattle, so I've had no information to the contrary. So I'm hoping to submit an abstract to the European FAS meeting in September, combining it with our Ukraine venture. And I want to just update that group on what we're doing with the adults. But other than that, we're just following through with what we're supposed to do.
All right, so that's one paper for Norway. All right. If anyone's interested in the Norway thing, just say so when we get to you. And do you have a conference call scheduled with Teresa in the upcoming week?
I think so, or nearby, soon.
All right. Because I know they're having one on brain scan. I know that the recruitment was not moving ahead in December, but it was kind of blamed on the holidays.
Ours was not either, and I do think it was the holidays. A lot of the university closed for a couple of weeks, and it's just people have their mind on other things.
All right. Tatiana or Leah are not on, so we don't know about the human genetics.
I'm on. It's Tatiana. Come on. I'm so sorry. My seminar went long. I'm so sorry I'm late, and I'm trying to get back on the WebEx. I'm here. Leah's on vacation, so it's just me.
Yeah.
Do you want me just to give you an update, or what would you like me to do?
Yeah, just an update on your things,
okay.
And then there was a question about the data sharing that you may or may not know the answer to. All right.
Let me just start with so over the past month, we've had a lot of our push. It's a little bit slower in terms of getting new individuals enrolled, but what we have done is followed up on all of the pieces. So as many of you know, for those people enrolling online with us, they start with the consent. They start then with filling out their patient report forms, then they have to get this live, and they get their images. So a lot of our push has been to get people through the rest of the pieces, so we've been following up on that. And actually made some nice progress in terms of getting samples back and getting images back. So those two parts are good. Always looking for more participants, though. So that's not anything that is shut off. And then the other piece is we have samples getting ready to be sent for whole exome sequencing. So we have, I think it's 180 samples that are being prepared for that. So those will be going out, and we anticipate having the data back on that before RSA. So we'd be able to talk about that there. So those are kind of the two big updates there. And then is it the right time for me to ask my question about data?
Let's do that at the end, all right?
Sure,
I don't
no
think
problem.
I don't think everybody needs to be on the phone for that one.
Okay, got it.
Okay, Joanne.
Hi there. So things are moving well for us. We are in line with Claire. I think Claire, your 118 was Atlanta plus Seattle. Is that correct? We have 106. We have 67 tested and a bunch scheduled in the upcoming weeks. We've received the first shipment of 40 samples, plasma samples to run cytokines from Atlanta and Seattle, and we have 40 in Vancouver, so we have run assays on those 120 samples and are currently in the analysis stage. We will see how that goes. It's still a pretty low end per site, but anyway, it'll give us some indication of what's going on. We also have samples of matched mother-child pairs from Tina, from the Ukraine samples, so we are moving forward to analyze those. And we know we're going to be getting samples from Jeff when his choline study ends in May. So I think we're on track, and I know Tina and Ken are working on collecting samples in San Diego, but that's a slower process because samples are going to Rajesh and the Tories and us and so on. So ultimately, we'll have those samples as well. So I'm pretty happy. I think things are moving forward for both our aims and on a good pace.
All righty. Christiana.
I'm here. The cafe's still loud. But we just finished our beta test, our second beta test for the app. About 2 weeks ago, and we've got over the half of our interviews done. I think we've got most of the other interviews scheduled this week and early into next week. Our IRB for our feasibility trial, that will enroll about 75 families. We're looking to probably start recruitment middle or end of next week. I'm just waiting on a modification for the IRB, but we've got all the original stuff approved. So as soon as everything is in order to begin recruitment, I'll send out our recruitment flyers to everyone. And if you have relevant families or participants in your area, feel free to send it out. And I gave NOFAS a heads up today about the plan for recruitment so that they can see about putting that in their roundup once I send them the flyer next week, hopefully.
Okay,
and
moving along.
The data from the feasibility trial should all be collected by June, July, so it potentially could be ready to present in the European meeting, if that makes sense. I won't have it all, of course, in by the time of the abstract, though, so You can kind of let me know what you think.
Okay.
And that's where we are.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just writing some notes here. All right, Scott.
Okay, so I've already told Leah and Tatiana this, but our latest news is that we have our HTT knockout mice finally here. That's a gene that they found might be altering susceptibility to alcohol. So we now have the mice to confirm that, and we're just breeding them up. We're pretty close to finishing our an RNA sequencing paper, so we're almost done writing that. We're just working on a few figures, so that should be ready to go soon. And then what else? Next month I am giving a talk at the Craniofacial Gordon Conference in Lucca, Italy, on all of our genetic stuff. So I'll present all
That's
of our
cool.
CFAS stuff in Italy next month.
Congratulations. So, That's cool.
Thank you.
You'll
Ben,
like
good. Ben Lovely will be there too, and maybe Johan. I don't remember.
Yeah, I'll be there too.
I thought so too, but Ben will be talking too. So it'll be we'll have a couple of FAS talks there. So
very good.
What's the Gordon conference, Scott?
It's the Craniofacial Morphogenesis. It's in Lucca, Italy. I've never. It looks like a pretty good lineup of people. It should be a good meeting. And
it's a real good meeting.
Gordon conferences are usually very high quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's really good, and I'd have to say I've been before, and there hasn't been a lot of alcohol in the past, so this is pretty awesome.
Alcohol relating to the prenatal exposure to, or alcohol in general?
Prenatal exposures, and in general, I guess. But yeah, it's largely focused on development.
That's great.
Yeah, it's all craniofacial development, and so. But anyway, that's all I have.
Those are typically published, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
All right. Johan, you have any updates?
Just we have some exciting results with some of our potential knock-in zebrafish where we're tagging some of these ciliary genes with GFP. So we're hoping that we'll have some carriers here soon. Oh, and I was thinking about the Norway meeting as well, if we're supposed to mention that.
Yes. All right. All right. See, we almost have a full symposium right there. All right. We need one or two people. All right. Sarah.
Yes, I'm here. So we're working on three papers that all have to do with the decision tree. We're really excited about them. One is about the accuracy of the decision tree in detecting children with prenatal alcohol exposure. The second is looking at the decision tree and how it relates to other measures of ARND. And the third is looking at the decision tree in a low-risk population using the San Diego COFAS data. I've also been communicating with Phil May, who has agreed to provide his part of the COFAS data. So we don't have it yet, but we had to do some IRB stuff, and that seems to be all cleared up, so we should have that soon. So very excited about that. We have collected data on 249 children using the decision tree, and that's really, really exciting. And we're, along with Jeff, continuing to collect those data. So I think that's probably the extent of it.
are you excited because you're collecting so much, or are you excited because of what you're finding?
Both.
Okay. All right. Any hints? Any? You want to
well,
give away
just,
any secrets?
I just told you the three papers that we're presenting, that we're working on. So we're able to accurately identify children who are exposed to alcohol. We have really good correlation with other measures of ARND. We think the decision tree is actually more sensitive in picking up kids who are affected and exposed than the measures of ARND that we're currently using. And in the COFAS sample, we're not good at all at picking up the kids who are identified as ARND in the COFAS sample, and we're trying to figure out why that is. And we think it's because of the measures that we're using for cognitive assessment. So we're going to include our neuropsych data to see if we can improve our accuracy there.
Okay. All right, Jeff.
Okay, so we are doing well on our recruitment. We're at 109% for our time one scans, so we are overshooting there to correct for problems with data, but we have everyone we need. And we are at 150% for our May goal for the time two scans. So far we've got about 31 kids who've come back for time two scans. So I would say that's going very well. And we have just now completed our first set of analyses using the Human Connectome child data set. So we have 540 kids from that data set from which we're able to use them like a normative data set against which we can look at brains of kids with FASD. So we're just starting to look at hippocampal subfields and able to do things like to say, the CA4 region in the kids with FASD is 0.64 standard deviation smaller than average for age, which is with a very, very strong normative data set behind it. So that's going to be something we're writing up into a paper currently. We have three posters that my lab folks have put in for RSA, and I'm going to be at the International Neuropsych Society meeting next month presenting some FASD stuff as well, and I might potentially be interested in the Norway meeting.
Okay. All right. Tina.
Yeah, so things are going well. People are back from their holiday and back at recruitment. They are sending a shipment next week of several hundred aliquots of blood, saliva, breast milk, and skin swabs. And in terms of publications, you heard about Tammy's paper that was accepted. We submitted five abstracts to RSA. Gretchen Vandely submitted a couple, one on looking at the alcohol exposure trajectories that she developed and previously published and how they relate to alcohol-related minor anomalies in the kids, and one looking at maternal iron status and neurodevelopment in Ukraine following on some of Susan Smith's work. We submitted one on what appears to be a beneficial effect of breastfeeding in moms who've had substantial prenatal alcohol exposure in terms of cognitive performance of the infant. And then cardiac orienting response, Julie and Claire, and Christy Petrenko and her students submitted one looking at some relationship variables and other variables, looking at structural equation modeling in terms of outcomes of the infants. Claire is taking the lead on writing up the preschool results as we've completed doing that testing. And we all plan to go to the EU-FASD meeting as we can append that to our fall trip to Ukraine. So we'll be looking to submit abstracts there.
Okay. All right. Okay, Raj is not on, so the Tories.
All right. So we are now working on two papers which use data generated by this UH2 RNA sequencing, but the mouse models. So the human cohort part, so Tina is continuously supplying the blood samples from her cohort. So we are gathering a good number now. So about the paper, one of the papers actually defined one strong candidate gene which can predict the cognitive problems in FASD animals. So we want to have some like a human taste in the paper. So we started to communicate with Tatiana and Leah's group if they can back up some like a genomics data from her human cohort study for this paper. So we are in progress.
All right. And Sandra?
Yeah, I got an email from Tom a couple of weeks ago saying that he's going to meet with the analyst around the microbiome data again. And then from there, we're going to take a look and see what we have to put together a manuscript about this. So I'll keep you guys posted if that pans out. And then the subsequent studies on the rat and mouse stuff that we're doing here are still in collection phase. So, but hopefully we'll have something tangible soon.
All right, so just to overview, what I have are for the people interested in Norway would be Tina, Jeff, Johan, Christy, and Claire.
That'd be good.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
Sarah might be interested.
All right.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested as well.
I may be interested.
Oh, Mike, you're there.
Are we on?
We were
I've got you on the hand screen. It cut out, so I've just joined the call back. Sorry.
Yeah, you've got to give us an update on your project.
Yep, no problem. So we're currently in the writing up phase of a couple of papers. One is focused on the data collected from the Brighton cohort, which is on the neonates. So there's a lot of quite interesting data there. From the questionnaires on exposure that we took. There's also the neonate infant study from the past data with the polysubstance abuse, which we're writing up at the moment. Seems also some quite interesting results there. We've got a new postdoc starting next week who's going to be working predominantly in Alison's lab, working on the ultrasound images. So I'm hoping that we're going to make some decent progress with that as of next week. And technology, software-wise, we've made a few developments, and there's actually a new camera out from Bellus, which is seems to be quite a lot more sophisticated. They're releasing at around $3,500, but it seems like extraordinarily high resolution. We've switched our platform. We're ditching Android now. And we're switching to a Surface tablet. Surface Pro, Windows Surface Pro, so all of our software is going to be ported onto that for the Bellus camera. So we're going to be making some developments there. And I think that's about it for the moment.
All right, well, that brings up a question. The Admin Core has some money for a camera. Would you suggest buying one of the Canfields or three of the Bellus?
That's a good question. It depends. I mean, would they be targeted towards particular sites, or if it's younger children, then the Canfield camera is probably the best option. I would probably stick with the Canfield for the moment, anyway. But if there is budget to get one of the Bellus small cameras, that might be a good idea as well.
All right, well, we will look into that. Because, you know, last time I looked, they didn't have that camera anymore, the little one anyway. So.
Yeah, I've spoken to them, and they said, because they are still available, and they're still releasing the development kits, and they're going to continue with that camera. There's also it looks like it's kind of like a sister company here in Oxford that pretty much have the same camera. So I think that sort of style of camera is going to continue. It's very budget, but it seems to do a pretty good job. But we do need to still test that, which is something I'm going to liaise with Sarah about.
All right. Well,
So we also have just gotten some extra funds to do some comparisons with the 3D cameras. So we're going to be in the market for one too. Mike and I have been talking about this, so maybe we can all coordinate.
All right. I will talk to you next time I see you.
Okay.
And I'll email Mike for his professional opinions on the quality of what we need and what we want to test out against the Canfield. All right?
And Jeff, did you say that the handheld might be available in Minneapolis soon because you'll have second kids coming in?
We'll potentially be done with it for anyone who had their picture taken at the time of scan one. I don't know exactly if there are any who slipped through the cracks and didn't get that done. I can check on that. But theoretically, we could be done with it at that point or shortly thereafter. It's possible we would have to wait until the next Ken Jones visit, which we don't have on the calendar yet. So I'll look into that.
All right.
Okay, great.
All right, so we have a lot of people who are interested in going to Norway, enough we could almost charter a flight. But I'm looking at their abstract submission form, and they really don't give you a possibility of doing a symposium on a particular topic. You have to choose a plenary lecture, a poster, or a parallel session. I can certainly email them and say that CFAS is going to have a number of papers submitted, and I'm assuming that most of them will go in as a parallel session, and that if they could be linked together into the same session, that would be great. But I don't see where you can submit a symposium. But I will try to find out more. But if people can give me an idea, I mean, what they want to present on, then we can try to put together two possible parallel sessions. All right. And Jill, did you mention anything about the funding for Vancouver?
Not yet.
Okay. Can you do that and bring everybody up to speed on that in case anyone wants to go or preferably has a student that they want to go?
Sure. An announcement went out from the organizers of the Vancouver conference, and announcements should be going out via the RSA FASD study group and Israel Listservs this week about an opportunity. Ed and Joanne wrote a grant to supply, as Ed said, some young investigators and some investigators that typically are underrepresented at this meeting to attend the upcoming 2020 Vancouver meeting in April, which is focused on the adolescents and adults. But if you have, as Ed said, a student or a postdoc or a young investigator in your lab that has not yet submitted an abstract, they opened up the abstracts again until February 5th is the deadline, and you can apply for the support opportunity. Also, for any of you with Canadian connections, there's a Canadian opportunity for funding as well. But we're focusing more on U.S. investigators and those from underrepresented populations. And the deadline for that is February 5th.
And many of you have been to the meeting, and it's, you know, one of the best ones around. So if you have a young student, postdoc, and they have data that might be relevant to adolescents or adults, that would be great. All right. Anything else that I've missed, Jill? Then any comments from the Science Advisory Board?
One question.
None.
One question, Ed. This is Dan. Are you expecting there'll be a face-to-face at the RSA meeting this year at any time during that?
Probably not. Probably because I may not be at RSA. So it may be an informal gathering as we've had in the past, but that's too far along for me to even think about. So, yeah, it'll be the first RSA meeting I've ever missed, but other things come up. NIAAA, Joe or Bill?
Hi, this is Joe. I just like to congratulate Sarah Messon on getting a diversity supplement from NIAAA. It's somewhat competitive, I think, to getting one. I think FASD is a good area to find these candidates and then apply.
Good job, Sarah. Bill?
Thank you.
I would also add, it's not related to CFAS, but on Monday, there was a press release and a paper that came out from the PASS network. I know we've collaborated with them in the past. Their first paper looking at the risk of SIDS and the impact of drinking and smoking came out on Monday. And both NIAAA and NICHD did a joint press release on it. It was published in eClinical Medicine, which is an online journal published by The Lancet. So if you haven't seen it, the punchline is that smoking and drinking beyond the first trimester results in a 12-fold increase for SIDS compared to unexposed. Yeah, compared to unexposed or those that are only exposed during the first trimester.
Can you send a link for us, Bill?
Yep. Yeah, I can send that to Jill.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That paper was 18 years in the making. So.
well, as long as I've been here at NIAAA, yes, they've study was going
I'm
on.
Glad so. It's I'm glad it's finally out. And, you know, the results are kind of startling, but... good that's that. I believe they're going to come out with another one soon. So,
yeah, they're working on a stillbirth paper. This one was just on SIDS, but
yeah.
Yep.
All right. All right. So, could I ask Michael, Tatiana, Bill, Joe to stay on the call? Unless anyone has any other comments or questions. All right. So I want to talk about this data sharing issue.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ed.